Have you ever had those days where it seems like everything is going wrong? Like there's some invisible enemy trying to trip you up at every turn? It's like you're in a battle, but you can't even see who or what you're fighting against. In those moments, it's easy to feel like you're being dragged down, like you're powerless to change anything. But what if I told you that you have more power than you think? What if I told you that you can fight back against these attacks and come out on top? It might sound crazy, but it's true. Today, let's dig deep into overcoming diverse demonic attacks. This is a 5 practical strategies for spiritual victory, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. By turning to the wisdom found in the Bible and applying practical strategies, you can learn to navigate through these spiritual battles and emerge stronger than ever. That's right, you don't have to be a passive victim of demonic attacks. You can take control of the situation and overcome whatever challenges come your way. So, let's explore 5 practical ways to deal with these attacks, all while drawing strength from the Word of God. The first step is to recognize that these attacks are real. They might not be physical, but they can still have a profound impact on your life. Whether it's doubt, fear, or temptation, these attacks can chip away at your confidence and leave you feeling defeated. But by acknowledging their existence, you can begin to take steps to counteract them. Next, it's important to arm yourself with the truth. The Bible is full of promises and truths that can serve as your weapons in the battle against demonic forces. By immersing yourself in Scripture and meditating on its teachings, you can build up your spiritual strength and resilience. In addition to knowing the truth, you also need to guard your mind and heart against negative influences. This means being mindful of what you expose yourself to, whether it's the media you consume or the company you keep. Surrounding yourself with positivity and godly influences can help protect you from the attacks of the enemy. Another crucial aspect of dealing with demonic attacks is prayer. Prayer is a powerful tool that allows you to communicate directly with God and seek His protection and guidance. By praying regularly and fervently, you can invite God's presence into your life and experience His peace in the midst of the storm. Finally, don't underestimate the importance of community. Surrounding yourself with fellow believers who can support and encourage you can make all the difference in your spiritual journey. Together, you can lift each other up and stand firm against the attacks of the enemy. So, if you've ever felt like you're under attack, know that you're not alone. With the help of Scripture and practical strategies, you can face these challenges head-on and emerge victorious. It won't be easy, but with God on your side, you have everything you need to overcome. 1. Stay grounded in prayer. When life throws us off balance with its unpredictable twists and turns, prayer becomes our unwavering anchor, grounding us in the midst of the stormy seas. It's like having a direct hotline to God, our ultimate source of wisdom, comfort, and protection. The words of Ephesians 6 verse 18 echo through the ages, urging us to embed prayer into the fabric of our lives, making it a constant companion through every high and low. This call to pray at all times and on every occasion isn't just a suggestion, it's a lifeline, a pathway to divine connection that offers solace and strength when we need it most. But prayer isn't merely a one-sided conversation where we rattle off a list of requests to a distant deity. It's a sacred dialogue, a profound exchange of hearts and minds between us and the Creator. Each prayer is like a thread weaving together the fabric of our relationship with God, strengthening the bond that sustains us through life's trials and tribulations. Just as a soldier dons armor before entering battle, prayer fortifies our spiritual defenses, shielding us from the onslaught of negative influences that seek to undermine our faith and resilience. So, when the weight of the world bears down upon us and the shadows of doubt loom large, we turn to prayer as a beacon of hope in the darkness. It's a transformative practice that not only lifts our spirits but also aligns our hearts with the divine purpose that guides our journey. Through prayer, we find the courage to face our fears, the clarity to discern the path ahead, and the grace to walk it with unwavering trust. In the quiet moments of prayer, we discover that we are never alone, for God's presence is with us always, a steady anchor in the stormy seas of life. 2. Arm yourself with the Word of God. Think of the Bible as your go-to handbook for life, packed with advice and wisdom for every twist and turn you encounter. In Ephesians 6 verse 17, it compares the Word of God to a powerful sword, the only weapon in the spiritual armor kit that's meant for going on the offense. When we dive into the pages of Scripture, we're arming ourselves with truth that can cut through all the lies and tricks the enemy throws our way. One way to really beef up your spiritual arsenal is by memorizing key verses. These are like your secret weapons, ready to be deployed whenever you need them. But it's not just about rote memorization. It's about letting those verses sink deep into your heart and mind. Meditate on them, chew them over, and let them become a part of you. Then, when you're facing down doubts or temptations, you can whip out those verses like a warrior brandishing a sword, ready to stand your ground. And don't be afraid to speak those verses out loud, either. When you declare God's truth with your own voice, it's like unleashing a battle cry against the forces of darkness. So, whether you're feeling overwhelmed by fear, doubt, or temptation, grab hold of your spiritual sword, the Word of God, and stand firm. With Scripture as your guide and your weapon, you'll be ready to face whatever comes your way with courage and confidence. 3. Fellowship with the believers. When life gets tough, it's crucial to have your squad of fellow believers by your side. They're like your spiritual support team, ready to lift you up when you're feeling down, cheer you on when you need a boost, and pray for you when you're struggling. Hebrews 10 verse 25 hammers home the point that we need to stick together, especially as things get crazier in the world. Getting together regularly with other believers isn't just about going through the motions. It's about building each other up. When we come together, we swap stories of how God's come through for us, sharing those moments when we've seen His hand at work in our lives. It's like adding fuel to each other's faith tanks, reminding us that we're not in this alone. Plus, there's strength in numbers. When we stand shoulder to shoulder with our fellow believers, we're like a united front against the enemy's schemes. It's harder for him to mess with us when we've got each other's backs. So, whether it's meeting up for church, grabbing coffee with a friend, or hopping on a Zoom call with your small group, make sure you're staying connected with your fellow believers. When the going gets tough, having your squad of fellow believers around can make all the difference. They're the ones who'll remind you of God's promises, pray for you when you're feeling weak, and celebrate with you when you come out on the other side. So, don't go it alone. Surround yourself with your fellow believers, and let's face whatever comes our way together. 4. Guard your heart and mind. Picture your mind and heart like a fortress, with you as the gatekeeper. But instead of physical enemies, it's spiritual ones trying to break in. Satan's sneaky tactic is to mess with your thoughts and emotions, planting seeds of doubt, fear, and negativity. It's like he's trying to set up camp in your head, hoping to take over. But there's a way to fight back. Philippians 4 verse 8 lays it out plain and simple. Focus on the good stuff. Think about things that are true, honorable, fair, pure, lovely, and worthy of praise. It's like putting up mental barriers against all the toxic junk trying to worm its way into your brain. When you keep your thoughts fixed on the good stuff, there's no room left for Satan's lies to take root. And don't forget about your heart. Fill it up with praise, worship, and gratitude. It's like reinforcing the walls of your fortress with steel. When you're constantly giving thanks and lifting your voice in worship, it's like building up a shield of faith that the enemy can't penetrate. So, next time you catch yourself dwelling on negative thoughts or feeling overwhelmed by fear, take a stand. Guard your mind and heart like a fortress, focusing on the good stuff and filling yourself up with praise and gratitude. With God's help, you'll be able to stand strong against whatever spiritual attacks come your way, knowing that your fortress is impenetrable. 5. Walk in obedience and holiness. Think of obedience and holiness like your secret weapons in the battle against evil. James 4 verse 7 lays it out plain and simple. When we submit to God and stand our ground against the devil, he's got no choice but to tuck tail and run. It's like we're throwing up a big, no trespassing sign, letting Satan know he's not welcome in our lives. Living a life of obedience to God's commands and striving for holiness isn't just about following the rules. It's about cutting off the enemy's power source. When we choose to do things God's way, it's like we're unplugging Satan's influence in our lives. And the more we walk in obedience and holiness, the weaker his grip becomes. But here's the thing, it's not always easy. We're all human, and we're bound to mess up from time to time. That's where repentance comes in. When we mess up, we fess up, asking God for forgiveness and turning away from our mistakes. It's like hitting the reset button, wiping the slate clean so we can keep moving forward in righteousness. And here's the best part, we're not in this alone. God's grace is like our supercharged battery pack, giving us the strength we need to keep fighting the good fight. So, stay alert. Keep repenting when you need to, and keep striving for righteousness. With God's grace on your side, victory is within reach. So, to wrap things up, beating those demonic attacks is all about taking action and keeping the faith. Keep talking to God, dive into His Word, stick close to your fellow believers, watch what you let into your mind and heart, and live out your faith every day. Remember, you're not in this alone. God's got your back, and He's already won the battle for you. So, stand your ground, hold on to your faith tight, and know that with God on your side, you're unstoppable. As it says in the Bible, God's greater than anything the world can throw at us, 1 John 4 verse 4. So, keep your chin up, keep pushing forward, and watch those demonic attacks crumble in the face of your unwavering faith. You've got this.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.